KQ4DJW, mobile.
KQ4DJW, this is KQ4LOO. How are you today?
LOO, W4DJW. Doing good. Getting stuff done, knocking it out. How about you?
Getting a little me time in at this little quiet spot in the woods. But I'm just sitting here in my truck listening on the radio and watching a video or two, but still enjoying the sounds of nature at the same time.
I like to do that every now and then when I'm out at the airfield and it's not real busy. Just sit out there. There's no people or anything in sight. You just enjoy nature. I'd like to take my dogs out there, but and dogs, they don't 100% mix. Propellers and dogs' noses don't mix.
Roger that. I've spoken to you before, and I think you're the administrator of the network, correct?
Administrator, yeah. That's net admin or something like that. I don't know what the technical term for it is, but yeah.
Roger Tao, once again, I definitely do not remember yours. I should have. We've spoken before. It's been a while. I think before Helene, but Tao, once again, KQ4LOO, short for Talmadge Pollard.
Remember the call sign, KQ4LOO. I remember talking about it. It's been a little while. You've been doing okay ever since then?
Please remind me of your name, though. Yeah, I've been doing okay. I had a couple of health scares with my heart, but yeah, I had a little trouble with my radio. Apparently, I pushed the wrong button on, and I could not hear anything for, like, 2 months. And then, like, last week, I spoke with one of our usuals up here. I had to use my HT to do it with another antenna. But another guy chimed in and told me what I needed to do. He told me, hit this button here. And sure enough, it worked.
I'm an experience in the hobby. My name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, Dave, and I'm in Greer, South Carolina, right below Lake Robinson and to the west of Lake Cunningham, right in that area of Greer, because I know Greer is pretty big. But I'm glad he helped you figure out how to get it back. Sometimes on Yaesu radios, people, they're going to change the power setting. And if you have to hit the function button to do that, and then you hit this little atomic symbol, and that'll boost the power, and you've only got a few seconds to do it. If you continue to hit it once it goes past its little timeout, which is a couple of seconds, maybe three, then it will put it into the wires mode. And, yeah, getting it in and out of wires mode can be difficult at times. That was a design flaw that they made years ago, and they just continue to reproduce it. That's Yaesu radios. Have you Yaesu handhelds?
I'm actually on an ICOM 2730 Bravo, but the problem was very simple to fix. It was like, hit the top left button on your microphone. And I'm like, okay. And I tried it, and sure enough, it worked.
The easier they get, the more critical they are to learning, to, you know, staying abreast of what they can do and figuring out how they work. But it's also nothing like having a single button to mute your mic if you want to, right? So six of one, half a dozen of the other. Works for you, works against you sometimes.
I've got the upgrade for I think it's Mars, I think it's for, weather alerts and stuff. It's not Mars, but weather alerts. And I ended up turning it off because I didn't hear anything, and I still didn't hear anything once I turned it off. I'm like, because I was pushing every button on it, on the base unit and the microphone. I think I ended up hitting the one button that turned it off on the microphone. And that's what ended up fixing everything when he said, try this. Okay. But I had to do it on my HT, a Baofeng for that matter, with a cheap antenna, and I had to wait for a signal for somebody to chime in that I could hear. And finally, I was in a good time. I guess it was good timing. But finally, somebody chimed in. I chimed in on that myself and asked the question, and I think it was Patrick I was talking to, if I'm not mistaken. But somebody else chimed in because Patrick didn't know about my particular radio. But the other guy chimed in and said, I got one of those. He said, just try this button right here. And sure enough, as soon as I hit that button, it was all over with. And I've been good since, thank God.
Good radios. I don't have that many. Most of my handhelds are Yaesu's. I have a couple of Kenwoods. I don't have any ICOM handhelds, but I got a couple of ICOM mobile rigs, and they're good. Good radios. I've had them for quite a while, and they work really good. And then the rest of everything else is Yaesu, except for my HF rig. I like software-defined radios for HF. I do have some Kenwood TS-2000s for HF, but since I've figured out how software-defined radios work, it's kind of hard to go back to analog radios.
Yeah, but there might come a time where you might actually have to fall back on an analog radio.
Absolutely true. So time and place for everything. In the meantime, I can just point and shoot with a software-defined rig, and I can see how many, who's on what band, how many people are on that band, and where they're at, and what mode they're sending, all just by looking at the screen. I don't have to tune the dial and hunt and peck. I can just look at the screen and know it all.
I'm actually thinking about getting an additional radio for my vehicle and another antenna. That way I can use my very limited HF bands that I have, but still, it'd be nice.
I think they still make soft rock radios that you build yourself. I don't know if you're interested in building or interested in what makes them work. That's one of the reasons, the main reason I finally decided to get into amateur radio is because I flew airplanes all my life, and I wanted to know how that transmitter was talking to that and that airplane and making it do what I was telling it to do. And sure enough, I learned that when I became a ham radio operator. It took some time and some digging, but I also like that learning curve, that learning process, which is why I got into software-defined radios. They make soft rock radios that are HF receive only, so you can receive anywhere you want. And the radios are really cheap, and you learn something when you put them together. They're kits. They're SDR kits, software-defined radio kits, called soft rock.
Talking about Mars, correct?
No. They'll receive anywhere on any band, on any frequency. You pick, I think they come in quantities of three. I think you can get a single band, or you can get multiple bands, and the software defines where they listen and how wide it is and that kind of stuff. It's not anything like a commercial radio that you buy off the shelf.
To be honest with you, my ICOM 2730B came with the option to have a Mars upgrade, which I had done, and I've actually listened in on aircraft operators when they were on their approach before, so I thought it was kind of cool, and I've actually heard a couple of military members speaking with their family locally, which is also cool, which is what all that was designed for. So I did that upgrade on purpose, but it's cool to listen in. I know I cannot transmit on it, but still, it's interesting to hear everything going on. I can hear the air traffic controller speaking back to the aircraft operator and everything. So that's really cool to listen to.
And there's a lot of ways you can get scanners that do that too. I am at the transfer station, so I have to park my truck and get out and go unload. But if you're still around when I get back, I'll pick you up. And good talking to you, Tal. W4DJW.
KQ4LOO will be standing by. Like I said, it's good talking to you.